everybody thinks we're, you know, living in this serious environmental death trap, and it's simply not true. But how a community deals with the Superfund, how to maybe make a little lemonade out of the lemons that we're given. We feel we've done that. We've gotten a lot of assets, whether it's the Missoula ball fields or the original or the Foreman's Park up on the hill or the Copper Mountain, and we've got a world-class geographic information system that really came about because of Superfund, and it's to a large extent still paid for by the Superfund projects. We've gotten things through this, and now we're going to get Silver Bow Creek Conservation Area Park and finish it off in, I think, a pretty good way. So we've been a leader in making sure that cleanup does not mean fences and quartered off areas that you can't touch, but have to provide assets for our community. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned through what happened in Butte. Most importantly, though, I think that we haven't even spoken about the residential metals abatement program, which I think is a world-class a national model of how to deal with contamination in yards, and our multi-pathway approach to dealing with all sources of contamination, not just what might be in the soil or the attic, our testing program, etc. So I think we've come up with some pretty innovative solutions to the problems at hand, and I think other cities could learn from them.